أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله يصطفي من الملائكة رسلا ومن الناس إن الله سميع بصير يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون. Sadaqallahul Azim. In the ayats before this, for many ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about the general condition of the disbelievers, how they rejected not only the nubuwat of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, but they rejected the message of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And in the recent ayat, the kind of frustration that they would go through when the verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem or the ayat are being recited. Here in the last concluding ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about some very important aspects with regards to the nubuwat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments to the believers. Ayat number 75, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yastafi minal malaikati rusulan wa minan nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses from the angels and from man, the messengers, and that is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the kuffar of Makkah themselves used to say, although they honored our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they would say that couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose someone else as the Nabi and the messenger of Allah? Sometimes they marveled at the fact that the messenger was a human and not an angel, and why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send an angel as the Nabi of Allah? So they used to question these choices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in so far as man is concerned, but even in so far as the malaika is concerned, the choice for the risalat or for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the priority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We must understand that out of all the amanat and all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater of all this is the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This amanat of the risalat, of the message of Allah, there is no greater amanat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had passed on to insan, to man. And hence when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the angel also to bring the message to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat chose Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam over and above all the malaika, and there is no one that can question Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Yahud had a problem even with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam being the messenger to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat says in the Quran, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best where and whom Allah Rabbul Izzat will choose for Allah's risalat. So hence Allah chose Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam from the angels. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the entire mankind to become the Nabi of Allah and to become the recipient of the Quran Kareem. Like that 124,000 plus minus Anbiya Allah had chosen, that also was the choice of Allah. But for the Qur'an and the Risalat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to conclude and to terminate the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha sami'un basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'a. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seeing. Allah hears the objections and Allah heard the objections of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw the reaction. And if you look at it in another angle, inna Allaha sami'un basir, that when that message came down from Allah to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, from Jibreel alayhi salam to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Jibreel delivered that message, Allah was sami'a. Allah is sami'a and Allah will be sami'a. Allah heard that message that came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It was an uncontaminated message that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah is basir, When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed this message, Allah heard the message, Allah saw the message, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam practically brought the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat into practicality, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala observed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw, and there can be no mistake in the message that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given to mankind. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever lies ahead or whatever lies and whatever lies behind them, and وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the return of all affairs, to all matters. They do not have the power. The power is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knew all the conditions also that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam will face when they come down to man and they deliver this message to insan and to man. And that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not only knew, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses the believers. After you understand and realize that this message, Allah had chosen the best of the malaika, Allah had chosen the best of mankind for this message, O ummat, O mankind, all those who have brought iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu rka'u wasjudu wa'budu rabbakum waf'alul khair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given several commandments. Number one is irka'u, make ruku to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, bow down in ruku to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of ruku obviously comes in salat, wasjudu, and also make sajda, and that also comes in the salat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about two very important aspects of the salat and two postures of the salat. Like that, every posture of salat is important. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about ruku and sajda, because there a person shows his humility to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then of course there are some ulama that have explained that the Yahud did not want to make sajda. They didn't like making sajda. They were very heedless and careless in making the sajda. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes particular mention of the ruku, of the sajda, the ruku. وَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. And besides that, when you have completed your salat, remain in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously in every aspect of our lives, that we shouldn't feel that when we made salam of the salat, then we've made salam of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now when we go into our businesses, then also make the ibadat of Allah, conduct it according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In our homes, wherever it may be, in public, in private, everywhere, make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Waf'alu al-khair, and carry out the good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the entire shariat. La'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. And obviously the success, one success is in this world, and the real and the actual success is the success of the hereafter, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants entry into Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Brothers, this is a sajda according to Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. Those who are followers of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh should make the sajda. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.